At times, locally tropical downpours, high temperatures scaling back a bit to the low 90s, lows at night in the mid-70s, and needless to say, the beach forecast is not looking good for at least the next 3 to 4 days. You can stay on top of all the weather action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24/7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484, fast, efficient, superior, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
It's time for News & Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News & Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
In 6.5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Alice Cooper on a Thursday morning? Well, it's a good song. This song ought to be my theme song. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
No more Mr. Queen.
No. Speaking of no more Mr. Nice Guy, I have gotten nothing but positive responses from our advertisers for the last two solid days. I've had an opportunity. I'm actually glad certain things happen sometimes. I was frustrated at first when someone tried to contact our advertisers over me saying something and they complained and contacted all the advertisers on the station. I have had the opportunity now to speak with, I think, over 24 or 25 I've spoken with. People that we personally endorse, people that just run ROS spots during the breaks. Every single person to a man or woman has been supportive of this program and said, that's what we pay for.
Mm-hmm.
We pay for this program because you have a great audience. We don't agree with everything you say, of course. My family doesn't agree with everything I say.
I mean, yeah.
Hell, Dave doesn't agree with everything I say.
I don't agree with half the things I say. I don't know about half, but not everything, you know.
But I mean, that's life. That's talk radio.
That's right. That's right.
But every single one of them renewed their commitment to staying on this program. And one of them said, I'm even going to up my buy because he was so frustrated.
Boom.
With the other person.
With the haterade.
You know what the number one thing I've heard is? I lost a lot of respect for her.
Well,
that's the number one thing all the advertisers have said. That, boy, we really used to think a lot of her, but I've lost a lot of respect for her over this. That's what happens when you take bad advice. Don't take bad advice. The Grand Mufti will give you all the advice you need. You don't have to go asking other people for advice. And if somebody contacts you and asks you to be a weapon in their war against somebody else,
No.
The sidelines.
Do not do that.
Sit on the sidelines. This was not that person's war. I know that. I'm going to destroy her, but it's not that person's war. Well, I got to teach a lesson here. You don't come after me.
No, you don't. Come at the king, you best not miss.
Yep. That was a poorly thought out battle, and I'm going to win it, and then I'm going to win the war. I don't know where you would file this. File this in the scariest stuff I've ever heard. Do we have a file the scariest I've ever heard? You know who's soon going to be using license plate and facial recognition technology? Now, you might not care about this because you kind of like targeted ads.
Well, it depends.
You know who's going to be using license plate recognition technology and facial recognition technology?
Google?
No.
Facebook?
No. Drive-thrus. Fast food drive-thrus. So they can target specific meal options towards you. Like, oh, we noticed you ordered the double filet of fish from time to time. The only thing I order at McDonald's is the double filet of fish. That's it. I don't get hamburgers. I don't get triple cheeseburgers. I don't get Big Macs. Double filet of fish.
Do you get the Coke with, like, the extra fizz in it? Because the Coke's really good.
I don't... I had this conversation.
Yeah, we don't generally
drink
soda.
I drink about one soda a month.
But if I do, a lot of times, if I'm going to drink a soda, a lot of times it'll be from McDonald's.
They got good mixture?
Yeah, they have like, there's something, they have like 5% more like bubbles or something.
Really?
Yeah, there's like some science to it. And they have a wider straw. Only straw that I like is McDonald's straws.
Dave's size straw.
Yeah, it's like, it just like really gets in your, you know. It's very effervescent.
I have not. I'm gonna have to do today? I'm gonna have to go get a soda. I'm gonna go get a Sprite.
But this is kind of weird. I don't know about Sprite. I just know the Coke because I don't.
It's a Coke product.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But
same thing. I don't drink caffeine.
Oh, that's right.
So, I had a sip of a Dr. Pepper not long ago, but maybe a third of a 20-ounce Dr. Pepper.
Right. And you were like,
I felt like I'd been partying on the Wolf of Wall Street. Like my heart was beating fast. My face was red. I couldn't stop babbling. Starbucks began a pilot program in Korea last year with customers who voluntarily pre-registered. That's how it starts.
That's
you
right.
You voluntarily pre-register your cars. Now restaurants in the United States are looking to also give it a try. License plate recognition technology has been around a long time. I'll give you an example. You see on the news when they're like, so-and-so's missing. He may be in Florida. You know why they know that?
Right.
They saw the license plate going to the state.
Uh-huh.
They have... All the states have license plate readers at the state. They know who's coming and going.
Well, and then especially like the...
So if you're running, don't go down the interstate. Go on a back road.
Right. That's for sure. And especially don't go on any toll road.
Yeah.
Because the toll roads, I mean, they definitely know. Yeah. You know, I mean, how many people are... Like, people are caught for a lot of crimes by like, oh, well, you weren't in the city? Well, then why are you crossing the Verrazano Narrow Bridge at 3 in the morning?
You know,
and this person coincidentally dies at 3:20, and then you're leaving at 5 a.m.
You know, I got a ticket on the Florida toll road one time.
I've gotten a ton of them.
Because I made the toll too fast. I made the bridge too fast. I made the toll booth too fast. And they ticket you. Like, they fine you for speeding.
Because they were like, no, if you were driving even 10 miles over the speed limit, it would have taken you 39 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And you got here in 31.
Yikes.
It's like $25 fine.
Good Lord.
Didn't go on your license or anything, but you know, sucked. Got to be careful. License plate recognition technology, face recognition technology coming to a drive-through fast food near you. They said it's going to help identify repeat customers, allow businesses to link a customer's credit card and order history up to a vehicle. Guys, it's not going to be too much longer when even cash will not keep you anonymous anywhere.
Truth.
You know, Google can predict with up to 70% accuracy what you've purchased with cash. Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
Because of your buying habits, what you didn't get with a credit card.
Right. That so they know what you're leaving out?
Yeah. They know. They like know that a family of four drinks milk, but you didn't put milk on the credit card. So they know you probably bought milk with cash. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
Not only that.
Well, they're pretty smart.
If you're going to go buy, say you go buy a pair of $200 or $300 boots, you're probably going to Google them and compare models and reviews and all that kind of stuff. So even if you go pay cash, they know you bought them.
Right.
But they at least know you're looking at them.
Huh.
Kind of creepy. Kind of creepy. Google's software will then determine whether or not it belongs to a recurring customer. The restaurant has information for you, and then it will like provide you on their screen with suggested options and stuff like that. I'm weirded out by all this stuff.
Yeah, that is a really little weird.
Of course, I weirded out one of my kids when I went through the car wash.
Uh-huh.
And you get there, and normally it's like, insert your money or payment, but I got a little membership tag on my window. And so I rolled through there. And I hit the button, and as soon as I hit the button to activate the screen, it said, the drive-thru's ready, and it lifted the gate up. And my son was like, Dad, why didn't you have to pay? It's like, well,
I've got the, you know.
No, I said, you know, some perks being on the radio, being famous. Yeah.
There you go.
My kids don't know the difference between being on WACV in Montgomery and being Oprah Winfrey.
Correct.
They don't know the difference.
Right. And my kids also don't know the difference between me doing this and me doing the regular work that I do.
Yeah.
Because last night when they got there, they were like, I thought this was like a business meeting. And I was like, well, I mean, it is. This is a part of our business, but, you know.
Sort of businessy. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get it. That's the bathinnovations.com, coincidentally. Auburn House Wash is not that number. If you call 272-9228 on the bathinnovations.com guest hotline, you're going to be on the air. If you call Auburn House Wash at 826-WASH, you're going to get with Spencer Mann and have spectacular service. Day in and day out, these guys wake up with a mission to make your house beautiful. I mean, the outside of your house beautiful. The roof line, the eaves, the brick or the siding or the hardy planks or the woods, whatever you have on the side of your house, they can make it absolutely look stellar. They can also do decks and driveways and patios and walkways and stuff like that. Get those looking good. They have a proprietary low-pressure washing system so it doesn't damage the shingles of the house or the trim or the mold or the windows or anything like that. Really, really cool process. If you want to see some information on Auburn House Wash and their low-pressure system, get on auburnhousewash.com or go to their Facebook page and check out some of the before and after pictures. You are really, really going to like what you see. I promise. Otherwise, I wouldn't tell you about it. You know, there's some advertisers that come to us. There's some I go to them and I say, I can sell your product. Auburn House Wash, one of them. He didn't believe me either. I saw him on Facebook and I said, hey, buddy, I can sell that in the River Region on the radio. He said, what? I said, give me a month. I promise. First day, three jobs. Paid for 3 months of advertising in one day.
Well,
we'll be back. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
We'll get there in a moment. I think it's Randall. I didn't write it down, so I forgot. I have a terrible short-term memory. No comment on why.
We got a lot going on up here.
Peanut Gallery will remain quiet. But we do have a host of news. The 10 o'clock hour is now 20 minutes over, meaning we're almost halfway through the program. Thin Lizzy is a band.
Black dude from Dublin.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of weird.
Who plays rock and roll.
Yeah.
And good rock and roll.
That's a great song. And then they have a couple other.
They got a cover of Jar of Whiskey, and they got a.
Yeah, that's a really good version of that.
And it's a great version.
Jailbreak's pretty good.
You know, I played I played the Thin Lizzy Jar of Whiskey one time, and Randall called in and complained, and said it was a terrible version, and I should only play the Metallica version.
Well, I just gotta say, let me guess, he wanted the Metallica version.
Well, Metallica's awesome.
I know, but it's so funny because
Metallica's clichely awesome, and I love it.
Yeah. But if you talk to anybody that's like an old school Metallica fan, that's like Master of Puppets, they're like that Whiskey and Jar's terrible, you know. I like it.
People aren't 24 forever.
I know, right?
They grow,
right?
The Beatles didn't play Hold My Hand forever,
right?
You know, they eventually got into Penny Lane.
Yeah, Metallica couldn't play thrash metal for, you know,
not at 50.
30 years.
Yeah. Our number 272-9228, you change or you die.
That's right.
Change or die. 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. Was I right? Was this Randall?
Yes, sir.
I knew it. It was so good to see you last night, Randall.
It was. Before we move on, I want to talk to a little music when y'all just played them song. One thing, the reason, you had never played Whiskey in the Jar before, and the first one you played was, you didn't play Metallica first.
Yeah, you're right. That's
I
cool.
I can see that.
Well, and then the Boys Back in Town song, you just said it's from Dublin. I always picture somebody on the beat, you know, writing that. Is that not where it comes from?
No, they're like an Irish bar band, man.
Okay.
Yeah, like a little bit older than, like, they're like mid-70s, so like contemporaries with like pre-U2 Dublin type bar, kind of like Clash era contemporaries.
I got you. I see.
Well, it's funny because when Baron said that you got mad, I was like, I knew he wanted the Metallica version.
Which, hey, man, this is so much. Y'all got so much knowledge sitting up there, man, for all music. It's really freaking, I mean, it's ridiculous. And last night, man, it was ridiculous. Off the chain. Thank you, man, so much. And everybody that signed the shirt, I had a shirt last night. Yeah. The one that signed it that left before, I didn't know what I'd done with it. I gave it to Jack toward the end of the night.
Yep.
And with my little saying on it, what I wanted to get to him and help me through them dark times, man. And Jack's going to get it. And Miss Carolyn, it says she's going to put it in a picture frame and hang it up for him. So
that's awesome.
It is, man. And thank, man, again, bringing people together, man. Last night, I got to meet somebody else that loved, you know what I mean? I didn't even know him, but he has so much love for my brother. Not that I don't know him. I feel like I know him, but I had never met him. But he has so much love for, Buddy P. I mean, has so much love for my brother.
I am so glad I got to meet Buddy last night because I've interacted with him on Facebook now for years. And he's a great, loyal News Talk 93.1 listener across all platforms, across all, you know, everybody. He listens to all the shows here, old shows, new shows, and got to meet him. And I got to meet his lovely bride, who he brought, his far superior half.
Yes, and speaking of her, she went, I don't know, about a month ago, she saw my daughter in somewhere, and she just come up to her and said, "Are you a Davis?" She said, "I know you're a Davis." My daughter, I mean, it made me so joyful, happy that, you know, she loves that, you know, like kids, they do, they like that kind of stuff, man. And last night, just seeing everybody oh my gosh, y'all just don't even know, man. Thank you. I was on howl all night, man.
Well, Randall,
thank y'all.
I'm glad you were there. Thank you for the hat, by the way.
Yeah.
Thank you for the hat.
Yes, sir. How you like the joke? Pretty good one, wasn't it?
It was a good one.
Well, you know, Randall paid Matthew, my son, he gave him $2 to take a picture of his family.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, you got to go give it back. And then they were like, no. And then you had left, and coincidentally, I had $3 in my pocket for whatever reason, and I was going to go give it to you, and then you were gone. So, but thank you. They were like, man, that's the coolest guy I've ever met.
Yeah, he just handed out money.
Dad doesn't give him money.
I stopped them from enjoying outside. They were having a good time, man. It was worth $3. Oh. I mean, for them to take it. Yeah, my whole family, all my kids, my dad, my man,
it was a family reunion for Randall.
It was funny because they said, hey, you know that guy with the hat? Because they liked your hat. And I said, yeah, that's Randall. And they're like, you know him? And I was like, well, I know him from the show. And they kind of, like Baron was saying, they don't really have a concept of what we do, a whole lot. And so they were like, well, he gave us, I was like, of course he did. Like, that's a very Randall thing. Because you're just a very nice guy, and you really are. It's funny because we've talked about this. Randall has, like, the biggest heart in the whole River region.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Thank you for coming, Randall. It was so much fun to see you, buddy.
Thank you,
Randall. Randall had a Braves hat on, an old 1970s Braves hat.
It was a really cool hat.
It's a totally cool hat, but he didn't know what it was.
Oh, really?
Someone said, I like your hat. He's like, they're like, what is it? He's like, I don't know. I just like the colors. And I was like, dude, that's an old, like, 1970s Braves hat.
Yeah.
Hank Hammer and Hank wore that hat.
It was dope.
Or a version of that.
Well, right.
Gosh, I love Randall. What a great guy.
He is.
He got a little choked up there at the end.
Yeah,
I didn't want to point it out.
That's okay.
I don't want to point it out.
I like it.
Clint.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Clint.
Hey, I'm glad you guys had a good time last night.
We sure did. I miss seeing you.
Where were you?
I have family from out of state.
Oh, so you think this is an excused absence?
Well, that's fact. Hey, they come all the way from Houston, Texas.
Oh, wow. That's a long way.
Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Yes, sir. I have my sister, her daughter, my niece, my two great nieces.
Yeah?
Now, did they opine, is it hotter in Houston or is it hotter here?
No, they said it's about the same.
Okay, because Houston is like, you know, it's like Atlanta, but like with oil refineries near it, so it's like even hotter somehow.
Yeah.
And even smoggier.
Because usually, you know, you got that ocean breeze, and sometimes it gets muggier.
Yeah.
Than it does here. But hey, Mr. Coleman was bashing my band, Thin Lizzy.
I wasn't bashing them.
No.
Nah. We kind of said they were okay. You like Thin Lizzy?
Oh, yeah. I love Thin Lizzy. Hey, matter of fact, they were the band back in the mid-70s.
Yeah,
ACDC opened up for them. They didn't open up ACDC.
I like Thin Lizzy. I just it's funny because like I'd like to like them more, but they don't have like a consistency of, you know, they've got, like we said, I mean, they have one really great song, which the Boys Are Back in Town. They have a Jailbreak's pretty good, and then I don't know that the rest of it really holds up to like that level of greatness. That's all.
Oh, they got a few that's better than them.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Lay them on me.
Dig it out.
You got to go to the deep cuts.
Well,
yeah, you got to look for it.
I'm willing to I'll explore that, and then next time you call, we can discuss.
All right, sir.
Yeah, man.
You guys have a great day. Enjoy your program.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Yeah, last night was fun. You know, we'll do it again 18 months or so. Someone texted earlier and said, I don't want to wait 18 months. Well, that's what happens. You know, I don't have it in me to party that hard all the time. But we had fun. There were two distinct waves of people that came in. There was like a 5 to 6, 6:15 crowd, and then they left, and there were only like 10 people left. And I thought, it's going to be a long night. But then another 30, 40, 50 people came in.
There were three distinct waves.
Yeah. And it added up. It was actually really nice because Midtown Pete's Kitchen can only handle so many people.
Right.
So it was good. A lot of beer and wine consumed on Wine Down Wednesday. A lot of pizza consumed, appetizers.
A lot of food.
Yeah. It was fun. Bo Holt was there.
That's right.
Got to meet George the DJ.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Old friend of mine.
Oh, I've been talking to him forever on the radio, but I don't know that I ever actually sat down and talked to him. He said he missed our soul music hour and a half yesterday.
I know, right? Well, because I was trying to remember what the songs were that we played off the top of my head. I didn't have my spreadsheet, Baron.
Well, you know, it sort of happens. But I told him, I said, Dave has a breadth of musical knowledge.
Oh, yeah, and that's it's funny because he and I talk music a lot when we're together.
Good guy. Not as good as the people at Bath Innovations.
Well,
because they're good people. BathInnovations.com, 271-2723 if you want to get them on the phone. 271-2723. You can schedule a time for them to come out to your house. It's really kind of a three-step process. You decide your bathroom's ugly and it needs to be updated. You get in touch with Bath Innovations, and they come do the job.
Well?
It's a 1, 2, 3. Boom, boom, boom. So I'll tell you right now, I'll help you on step one. Your bathroom sucks.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. So step one's out of the way. 271-2723, or go in person to the East Boulevard location right across from Home Depot, and you can check them out there in person, or you can get on the website, bathinnovations.com. So that's step two. Step three is they just come do everything. BathInnovations.com, 271-2723. They do everything. General contractors, they tear it out and then rebuild it from the ground up, basically. And they do it for the right price. And they do the best job. Houston, yes, sir.
Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
I like the Gatlin Brothers.
Oh, honey,
why would you not?
Have they come to Montgomery or are they coming to Montgomery?
Houston, ooh, I don't know.
They are, or they did. I know I heard a ticket giveaway on another station. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are higher. The Dow's been trading in record territory, helped by a tame inflation report. The consumer price index rose just 0.1% in June from May. Reports say the European Union's Aviation Safety Agency has a list of 5 major requirements it wants addressed before the 737 MAX can fly again. Delta Airlines is not a customer of the MAX planes. Its earnings were stronger than expected. It was helped by strong demand for travel and higher prices. It's also raising expectations for this year. Delta shares are rallying. Today is free Slurpee Day at 7-Eleven. You can pick up a free small Slurpee between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. local time. 7-Eleven has been celebrating free Slurpee Day since 2002. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month's supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A storm named Barry will be making headlines over the next few days over the northern Gulf, passing south of us, but eventually becoming a hurricane. Some of that tropical moisture will enhance our rain chances the next 2 or 3 days in what I'm calling a tropical squeeze play. So for today, tomorrow, and Saturday, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms around, at times, locally tropical downpours, high temperatures scaling back a bit to the low 90s, lows at night in the mid-70s, and needless to say, the beach forecast is not looking good for at least the next 3 to 4 days. You can stay on top of all the weather action with our weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
This is not Dan Fogelberg. Gordon Lightfoot.
Well,
Dan Fogelberg, you know, but Dan Fogelberg and Gordon Lightfoot were twins separated at birth.
Right. Well, one's from, like, the northern, you know, peninsula, and the other one's from Canada.
One's a Youper.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do sound exactly the same.
Especially their deeper cuts. All I mean, the same guy wrote everything.
Yeah.
Number 272-9228 on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, John Rice.
Well, good morning. What a great night last night.
Well, it was great. It was great. It was good to see you guys out there last night. It was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and it's good to see Jack out moseying around.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been 5 years.
Yeah, I can't either.
You know,
I remember.
It's just the time just flies.
Yeah, we're getting OLD, right?
What were we doing this time 5 years ago is what I wanted to remind you of.
What was I doing this time 5 years ago?
We were in the middle of some really tough campaigns.
Yeah, this is 3 days before the runoff.
And we had Corey Harbison's runoff.
Yeah, 3 days before the runoff, yeah.
Yeah, Corey Harbison's runoff.
Yeah.
And that was a great day. I love to tell that story.
Yeah.
We had a great election cycle. Listen, y'all were talking about George the DJ. George is real famous outside of the DJ circles, too. One of the most dedicated long-term state employees I ever knew. And back during the fight on Amendment 1, George worked at the Revenue Department and was absolutely, thoroughly the most knowledgeable person on the state-sponsored and federal tax credit tax incentives for business. And he not only helped write some of the laws, but he had to interpret a lot of the implementations. And just a big old shout out to George and all the fine work he did with all his coworkers at the state revenue department for those many years. It's just people like George that make Montgomery and the whole river region a fun place to talk politics and to watch what goes on, because you take good, honest, conservative people and stick them in state government, you're going to get some good work.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a pleasure to meet him. Like I said, we've talked over the years, and I've interacted with him on Facebook, but I've never had the opportunity to shake his hand, look him in the eye, and I'm glad I did.
Well, now, you know my good friend Ned Jenkins up at Fort Toulouse. That's his first cousin.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so they're just old Pike Road people, and they just don't come any better than that crowd.
I could have sworn George was a middling guy.
He is.
Well, yeah, but it's all country.
Yeah.
Country area.
Middle Lane
and Pike Road hook up through the swamps. You know that, right?
I used to live on Middle Lane Drive, believe it or not.
Yeah.
512
Middle
Lane Drive.
I just wanted to tell y'all how much I enjoyed it and to remind you that this week is kind of an anniversary for one of the biggest political victories that you and Jack and I had during that 14 cycle.
That was interesting. You remember Mac Buttram, representative from Coleman County? They had this weekend. It would be about today, actually. It was the weekend, the Saturday before. It was exactly today. It was the Saturday before the Tuesday election. They had the former governor, Bob Riley, the Speaker of the House, Mike Hubbard, and 40 other members of the House of Representatives door knocking for him. They raised over $500,000 to keep a guy in a House seat that paid $40,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
We got outspent.
We beat him with $15,000.
Yeah, we got outspent. No, I think we had 50 total by the time it was over.
No, in the runoff.
In the runoff, yeah. We had 15 in the runoff. We had 35 and then 15.
Mm-hmm.
Filmed, by the way, the greatest television commercial of all time. Of all time.
Of all time.
This is Corey Harbison still has people come up to him and ask him how to get to the State House. If I can find the commercial. Oh, man. It's
I remember that.
One of the great commercials of all time.
Of all time.
Oh, man, that's too bad. That's too bad.
Don't brag too bad, okay?
He's gotten too famous.
Well, we had a good candidate.
There it is. We had a great candidate. This commercial was written in our conference room over there on Court Street, and we storyboarded the whole. I'm going to play it. This is a great commercial.
Can you tell me how to
right
get
next
to the
door
house?
To
State House?
Look
like
who that is.
I'm not. I'm Corey Harbison from Coleman County.
When you can't get extras.
Corey, don't let them change it down there. I've lived in Coleman County my whole life. You don't have to worry about me. Can you tell me how to get to the State House?
Why are you going to the State House?
They need good Coleman County values there, so I'm taking them with me.
Well, you just go right up the road here until you see a bunch of guys in fancy suits slapping each other on the back.
Well, that's exactly who I'm going there to find.
And they played right into your hand.
Yeah, they did.
By bringing all them guys slapping each other on the back.
Yep. It was a wonderful corner. Yeah, our extra didn't show up that day. And so I had to stand in and pump gas for like 2 hours.
Well,
That was a great commercial, John.
I got to tell you funny on top of that.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
During the runoff, we were running the Ann Eubanks commercial about Stock Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll remember.
All right.
Well, I had my Stock Common Core signs out on Madison Avenue during the inaugural parade, and I saw this truck with Corey Harbison signs on it driving up and down the road. And so Corey saw me, and he pulled in. He said, "Where do I go to get in the parade?"
Hey, John, I got a surprise for you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. I'm going to bring in George the DJ in with John Rice on the program. Now. How are you, George?
I'm fine. Are we on a three-way here with John Rice?
Well, let's just call it a conference call.
Okay, a conference. Yeah, that's what I'm calling it.
Sometimes when you tell people we're having a three-way with John Rice, they get a little excited.
I wouldn't, but we're having a conference call. You got the right. Well, John, it was good to see you the other night. Hadn't seen you in a long last night. Haven't seen you in a long time. And I see David from time to time. And then Barron's a famous media star, so he's hard to meet. But it was a good time. And I was sitting with Bo Holt, one of my heroes. He's in good shape these days. And we shared a pizza. It was a good time.
And I went out in the. Bo Holt looked amazing.
Yes, he does. And the funny thing is, I went out in the parking lot. And there was a famous Democrat out there named Doug Smith, who was on the ballot last time for something. And then we got to talking, and then another man came up who's head of Manufacture Alabama, George Clark, and we continued to have a political conversation for about 20 minutes out in the parking lot. So there was just a whole galaxy of things rotating around that meeting last night. It was interesting, and I enjoyed it.
Well, I left too early. I missed seeing George Clark. I'd love to. I fussed at him about something. I don't know what, but it was a good gathering, and it was good to see everybody.
Yeah. Well, I think George Clark was just coming to Midtown Pizza Kitchen because he wanted some good food.
Are you saying he was an innocent bystander?
He was. You never want to be an innocent bystander in any conversation.
Yeah,
they're the ones who get shot.
Then you get picked up.
Yeah.
Well, let's brag on Pizza Kitchen. I've never had anything there except outstanding food.
Oh, it's 100% perfect every time you go in. It really is.
It was good. We had the five meat pizza, and it was really good. I have never been in that place, and now I can tell my wife we got to go there. She wanted me to find out if it was a good place to eat. So
George, I've been telling you for 4 years it's a good place to eat.
Yeah, I know, but it's hard to get her to go anywhere new unless one of her friends says it's okay.
George, I'm her friend.
Well, she doesn't know you.
Well,
she thinks people on the radio are crazy, including me, when I was on the radio. But that was a long time ago, and I worked for the state a long time ago, and I retired in 07, and I'm living happily ever after. Trying to keep up with my cousins, doing genealogy stuff, like John said. So it all fits together, some kind of way.
George, let me tell you where we're spending our time volunteering now is over in Columbus, Georgia at the Confederate Naval Museum. They renamed it the Civil War Naval Museum. We're continuing some of that, and we're having some great programs. So, Ned turned me on to all of that years ago, 35 years ago, and he has taught me so much, and what a wonderful asset. Both of you have been to the state of Alabama, dedicating your lives to public service.
Well, 35 years was enough for me, I can tell you that. Ned said he's going to stay there until they run him off. I saw him last Saturday. We had a family reunion.
Out there next to the fort, next to the Palisades. We'll just bury him out there.
Okay. Well, Barron, I think you've lost control of this part.
Total control. I was just over here getting a cocktail in the corner over here by myself.
Yeah, and then
letting you guys
you can
run
wake
the program.
Mowry up.
Dave fell asleep minutes ago.
Yeah, and you can play more good bumper music. I'm going to drop out, guys.
Right,
have a good day.
You,
bye.
Right.
You can talk to you, George. I know how to wake Mowry up. Go, dogs.
There you go. Good job, John.
John, I got to take a break. It was a good call. Thank you.
All right, see you. Bye.
Yeah, Midtown Pizza Kitchen last night was fire.
Rocking.
I mean, absolutely fire. Guys, George referenced the five meat pizza. For a long time, it was my favorite pizza. Then I discovered the one with meatballs and I think it's called Neroni.
Yeah.
The meatballs, and then it's got like some kind of caramelized onions and stuff. Yeah. That's a great pub.
I heard Clay talking last night, and he said, you can get what you want. I'm getting a VY.
Sounds just like Clay.
Absolutely
amazing. The appetizers are fantastic. The garlic crostini appetizer, and they've got the cheese bread. If you're ever going to go there with three or four people, get the cheese bread. Everybody gets a couple pieces of cheese bread. Life goes on. It's basically a medium pie.
We had a pizza for the boys, and like halfway through a piece, my youngest looks at me and goes, can we get a cheese bread? I'm like, you're eating pizza.
You're actually eating a pizza.
You're eating pizza over here. But hey, he's just he knows. He wants that dang cheese bread.
Cheese bread's phenomenal. Can you blame him? No, I can't blame him. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. They're open for lunch and dinner. Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, wonderful host last night. Great place to host a gathering. Guys, if you want to host a gathering, that private room is amazing. That private room makes it amazing. So get by there. Take care of business. Get over to Midtown Pizza Kitchen for your private gathering like we did last night. It's 47 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman back after this.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The program brought to you by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. I had the opportunity to talk to Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage just yesterday and the day before because they were outraged over some of the antics taking place against
the
program.
Remember that meme I sent you guys over the 4th?
The meme?
That my dad sent to me.
Which one?
The one that said, surround yourself with the people that that walk towards the that run towards the gunfire?
Yes.
Kim Williams.
Kim Williams runs towards the gunfire.
She has your back like you can't believe.
Oh, my gosh. I was so proud of her firing a letter back.
Not surprising at all.
No, no. She's fantastic. I love Kim Williams. I love Alabama Home Mortgage. Loyalty is at a premium these days, and Kim Williams has it in spades. When you need anything at all, 567-4223 related to home mortgaging, give her a call, 567-4223, 567-4223, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. You check her out online, ALAHomeMortgage.com. They got a Facebook page, too. You can fill the whole application out online, by the way. And guys, federal law requires her to get permission from you to pull your credit. You can't pull credit without someone's permission. It's illegal. It's a felony. We don't want Kim committing felonies. So give her permission to pull your credit, and or don't complain. 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. I don't want to do Epstein yet.
No.
I already did Bob Johnson. I got a Roy Moore update.
Oh, yeah?
That guy's still running.
Rawa?
Big into horses.
Seems like a lot of people in this race just kind of like get in, make a splash, and then...
Snoozers. Snoozers. Actually, did you see Arnold Mooney had raised like 300 grand?
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
That kind of shocked me. Roy Moore is asking donors to help him, quote, defeat the establishment elites. Released a fundraising email yesterday where he asked for help, quote, to fight our conservative values and defeat the establishment elites in our March 2020 primary. The GOP elites and the liberal Democrats and their mouthpieces in the fake news press flat out despise folks like you and me who believe in our traditional values. Now, when Roy Moore talks about traditional values, does that mean when he's 35, he's skeezing on 16-year-olds? Is that a traditional value?
Well,
it's very traditional value. I think if you go back far enough, that was kind of the standard back in like the 1700s.
Right. But now it's 2019.
There's a great line. Did you ever watch, what was that show with Alex Keaton? What was it called?
Family Ties.
Family Ties. You ever watch it?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So he's sitting there talking one day.
He's got the hippie parents and he's a Reagan guy, you know. So he's talking. Dumb sister. It's a great show.
It's an absolute wonderful show.
Truly, what a good show.
But Alex Keaton is sitting there and he's talking to his dad and he's talking about a girl at school. And he's like, I don't know, Dad. I just don't think she's conservative enough for me. He's like, I should have been born in the 50s. And his dad says, you know, Alex, I think you're probably a little conservative even for the 1950s. He looks up and he goes, the 1750s, Dad. that's Roy Moore. Should have been born in the 1750s. But he...
that's funny.
Whatever traditional values he's talking about.
That's funny.
But this is what he's running on. He's running on this.
Well, I mean, you guys realize
he's not really running for office. He's paying his legal fees.
What else is he going to do? You know?
Yeah, this is to pay his legal fees.
Yep.
He cannot win this race. He knows he can't win this race. Every dollar you donate to Roy Moore is a wasted dollar. You might as well light it on fire. If this guy's our nominee, someone's got to run as a third party. Someone needs to qualify as an independent just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, and then just not run. What would it cost? What is it? 3% signatures?
Yeah. So it's like...
So you need 30,000 signatures?
That's right.
Is it $7 a piece? Cost you $250,000 to get on the ballot?
Maybe.
That's pretty stout.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Is there a district requirement? Or just at all?
Ooh, I think there might be.
Because, you know, we tried to get something on the ballot in
Senate, it might be X number per congressional.
Maybe. Because since
you said that, that like popped something in my mind.
Well, we were trying to get something on the ballot in Missouri one time.
Right.
And we had to set up a whole operation. It was a highway initiative. Mm-hmm. To force them to appropriate money for highways, because Missouri highways were so terrible.
Do you remember this? That the
road builders were paying for it, obviously.
Right. No, in the 2002 race, the lady who won, the Democrat in Kansas, Kathleen Sebelius, she actually took flack because they asked her about 9/11, and she said, well, she was like in Illinois, and she was like, frankly, I was more worried about driving through the roads in Missouri. That's how bad they were.
They were awful.
And she got like a lot, I mean, of course, because that's not...
Well, this was not too long after that.
Right.
This was like... this might have been 10 or 11.
Yeah, but I mean...
But not too long after that. The roads are still terrible.
I mean, I'll say, if you're having to run a campaign to force them to put it on, you know, to appropriate the money, then they probably hadn't done it before.
The road builders were going to put, I think, something like $75 million into this campaign. Get the issue on the ballot to force them to appropriate $2 billion to fix the roads. And it was wildly popular.
Right.
Wildly popular. I think it passed in like a landslide. And they had to do it. Because it was now in the Constitution. That's the way referenda works. We don't have them in Alabama, but that's the way it would work here if we had them.
Well, we have constitutional amendments.
So they'd go out and borrow a bunch of money and fix their roads, and it worked. But I forget how many signatures we had to have. It was some stupid number of signatures. And you had to have them out of 6 of the 8 congressional districts. So we left out St. Louis and Kansas City, and then took all the middle of the state congressional, based it out of Columbia, Missouri, and then put a field operation in place.
Mm-hmm.
That was the bid. Put a field operation in place. So each county, or each, I think we districted it up.
Yeah.
Each district had heads and subheads, and then... But it was like $7.50 a signature, verified signature.
Yeah.
And of course, you need to overshoot by about 50%.
Correct.
Because you knew the legislature and the governor were going to challenge every single signature because they didn't want to pay for them. It's so sad when your government doesn't want to fund your roads. It's really sad. when they don't want to fund your roads.
Well, it's dumb. It's anti.
Well, I mean, when your citizens are begging, please raise my taxes and do these roads. Because it passed overwhelmingly. And they knew there was going to be a corresponding tax increase, which is different from Alabama. Alabama's gas tax increase, there was no outcry in Alabama for roads and bridges. There was nobody saying,
cry?
No, there was nobody saying, raise my taxes and build bridges. Raise my taxes and build roads. Nobody was saying that. They just crammed it through without anybody knowing. It was in the middle of the night.
Holy free hoys. I saw this thing yesterday, and it said, and I don't have it in front of me, but it said that by 2100, five of the top 10 most populous countries in the world will be in Africa. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, Ethiopia and what used to be your favorite place, Zaire, and Sudan and all. But then I just saw this thing that sort of follows onto that, that around 19% of the world's population lives in China, followed by 18% living in India.
Whoa.
So 40% of the people on Earth live in those two countries. And the next biggest country in terms of population, United States, 4%.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
That's bizarre.
That is crazy.
Live in those two countries.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like, you people. Know, way too many people. Too I remember, many. And like, you know, all right, look, don't call in. I'm not advocating this. But I remember like in the mid 80s, you know, like when you're a kid, sometimes like your parents will say something and then like you want to sound smart. So you say the same thing. Yeah. You know, my dad's a big army man. So like I remember him saying like, because it was like right when China went over 1 billion people and mm-hmm. India was at like, you know, 900 million. He's like, you know, they should just go to war.
With each other?
Yeah.
Just wipe each other out?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just thin out half the population or something. And I remember in geography class, we were going over that, and I was like, you know, they should just go to war. And my teacher was like, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. Like, you're in fourth grade. Why are you advocating for that? I was like, trying to sound smart.
They should just go to war.
Well.
They should just go to war.
I mean, I don't know about quality of life for the average citizen in those places.
Yeah, but it's not a population issue.
No, I know.
They'd have the same quality of life. There were a tenth as many people.
Good point, good point.
They
good
would.
Point. Because of the caste system and all that.
Yeah. This is for George. George said he likes soul music. But it's too late. So I'm going to give him a little Otis Redding. She's gone. It's too late. She's gone now. She's gone, George. She's gone now. It's too late. It's too late. My gone now. I need her love, oh, more than anyone. Ooh, but it's too late. All right, more Dave and Barron after the break. Too late, she's gone. It's a weak man that's crying now.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.